God bless you all, and it's been a real wonderful week. I don't know if you remember, last week I taught on miracles, and just really inspired from the week I'd had with my visit to the hospital to find out I was a walking miracle. But you know how God really energizes our bodies. You know, He created them, so He knows exactly what they need to make them work. And even if we do dumbfound the consultants and the doctors, you know, God really loved us before the foundations of the world. He wanted a family. We were born just body and soul. And then when we get to hear the truth and we find out about God, then we believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We become body, soul, and spirit. And that spirit gets energized when we speak in tongues. It's our communication. You know, if we're having things a little tough, then we can speak in tongues. And instantly, you know, because you can't speak in tongues and be thinking about other things or talking about other things. You solely focus on that speaking in tongues, and that speaking in tongues, you know, it's been proven science that it does something within the brain that even the consultants can't fathom out. But it's energizing, you know, and I think about this word energizing. And, you know, when I put the plug in the socket and I switch on the electricity, and it energizes the light. It's the same with Maya. I sent Lawrence out yesterday because I bought Maya a toy that needed batteries. You know, and I sent Lawrence out for the batteries, and without those batteries, that toy wouldn't work. So Maya wouldn't be happy. You know, no child's happy if they have a toy that needs batteries and they don't have the batteries. So, you know, we should be so blessed because we have the batteries. We have that power that energizes us, that makes us unique people. You know, I've been walking in every day this week at work, and I mean, I love Christmas. Hands up, I'm the biggest kid going, okay? Everybody knows it. I'm happy if I open a can of deodorant. In fact, Carl came on Sunday and gave us a few little presents, and I had a selection box. And I cried, because I don't very often get a selection box. So it's not about what is spent, it's about the thought, you know, the thought. And when we give gifts, I'd rather give the gifts and see their faces all light up, and, you know, and it shows also my love, because I do take a lot of thought about what I buy. It's usually very practical, but, you know, just seeing their faces light up. So again, you know, when I was choosing things, I was speaking in tongues, saying, okay, God, what do they need? What would really bless them? You know, and there was one item that I knew would bless Lawrence, but was way, way out of my price range. But, you know, God really makes things available, and he brings things to pass that, you know, we don't have to sit and worry. We don't have to think, well, how am I going to do this? We just give it to God and let God deal with how he's going to handle it. You know, when we are fired up with that spirit and we're walking by that spirit, then anything is possible. You know, I work in an environment which is very negative right now, but I just rise above it all. You know, people are talking about getting tested and, oh, I think I got COVID and, oh, I got this. And all I'm thinking about is how great life is, and that I've got two more sleeps to Christmas. Two more sleeps to go. I'm not thinking about COVID or anything else. I'm just excited, man, and it exuberates from me. They can see it. And every time I walk in work, they're like, oh, you're like a breath of fresh air. You know, the only way that we will overcome the world is by speaking in tongues and walking with our Heavenly Father. letting that Christ in you so shine. You know, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. There's nothing new under the sun. People are terrified, absolutely terrified of this COVID. And it's crushing them. It's crushing their spirit. It's crushing their hopes and their dreams. Their jobs are disintegrating. Finances are becoming a burden. And it is from the devil. And it's time we said no. That spirit that dwells in me is a bigger spirit than the devil spirits that rule this Amen. World. And we need to start confessing who we are. We are God's unique people that he chose us before the foundations of the world. And he doesn't want people living in fear. Right? It's false evidence appearing real. God can overcome cancer. God can overcome COVID. God can overcome anything. You just have to believe it. You know, we have to sometimes catch ourselves on with the things that we say. A young girl I work with, she said, you know, things I've had, and these were her exact words, I've had an awful year. You know, I don't know what went wrong, but, you know, this happened and that happened, and, you know, it's just been awful. What do you think? Why was it so? And I said, because you keep confessing. You keep confessing that your life is awful. Start changing your confession. My life is good. My life is great. My life is positive. And then you'll start to see the attributes of your life and what you want from your life change. See, it's all down to what we have between the ears and what we confess. We confess good, then we'll receive good. We confess the bad, then unfortunately, then the bad comes upon us. You know, it was like Lawrence a few weeks ago when Leanne invited me up to Swindon to go shopping. And Lawrence said, oh no, you can't do that because you're not in that tier. You're not, you can't go out of the...
I didn't want her to spend money, that was the main reason.
Yeah. But then I said to him, well, now you've put it out there, I can't go, can I? Because
yeah,
it's just like I'm going to get, I'll get a fine, and then you're telling me if I get a fine, I have to pay it. So, and then afterwards he said, oh, the reason I didn't want you to go is because I didn't want you spending money. But the funny, it's just hilarious. But again, you know, as soon as he said that, it was like my spirit was like on attention. And I knew that it wasn't the right thing to do. And that's what happens when we're walking with God. God gets you to attention at times, and he's showing you what is the right thing to do, what is the right way to go. You know, we just live the best that we can according to the word, and then as we're moving, it's always as we're moving, then God starts to show you. He starts to show you a direction, or he'll start to show you a plan. We don't just sit, you know, oh, well, what do I do today? Oh, I don't know. Well, you know, I'll just sit here and wait. Well, you'll be sat there a long time. Just begin. Just start moving. As you start moving, then God goes to work. You know, maybe you decide that you're going to get up and you're going to go to town, or maybe you decide that you're going to go for a walk and you're going to speak to five people. Maybe you decide, well, when I go and work today, I'm going to be the real bubbly one. You know, you have to begin. You have to begin something. And then you see God go to work. It's not that we just continue to live according to the world and not enjoy life. You know, because that would be a waste. Believers have a lot to give. Believers are great givers. And first and foremost, they want to give eternal life. They want to share that word with someone, that that person gets born again, and then all the angels in heaven ring their bells. You know, really and truthfully, that's what we're here for. We are to reconcile men back to God. You know, it's a crazy world, And there's a lot of people searching. One thing that really surprised me the other day was that 2018 to 2019, Zoom, their whole entire worth was $2 million. This year, Zoom raised something like, I can't remember now, $40 million or something. It seems to be the only business that has thrived throughout this whole COVID operation. But it's been a real blessing to our lives too, to all the believers that have been having fellowships and being able to see one another and share testimonies. And, you know, so God can utilize the things of this world to bless us as believers too. You know, it's just really wonderful that we can get on, that we can talk to one another, we can send messages to one another. You know, it really is. This is the right time now that people start getting fired up. They energize that spirit so that they too can be in God's favor. Because God has a master plan, really does, and he wants you to be a part of that plan. You know, he didn't just call us to sit and wait for the return. We have a job to do in the meantime. But first and foremost, hands up. Yes, God, I accept my calling. Put me to work, and I'll really go to work for you. You know, and we do speak the good things. We speak those things that get the people to listen, to prick up their ears and think, well, there's something different here. Share your testimonies. Share your life. Tell the people where you've come from and what God's done for you. Because you are a walking miracle. You are a testimony in itself. And every one of us has a story to tell. Just like Christ had a story to tell. Just like Paul had a story to tell. Just like Moses had a story to tell. You are mighty ambassadors. You have a story to tell. So we've only got 2 sleeps. I'm very excited. I even taught Sangha all about Christmas, and he got all excited.
He had his first Christmas with us.
Yeah, he had his very, very first Christmas. So I corrupted him on
in
that
India,
part.
That was in India.
I corrupted Sangha.
Jezebel.
And we got a tree, and we put a tree up, and all the kids went out. They had a little bit of money, and they all bought a present for the family, and. We sat there and we opened the gifts, and then I done a Christmas dinner for him as well, and the family, and they've carried on that tradition every year.
And we went to Goa afterwards, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So anyway, just enjoy this time of the year. I know some people love it, some people don't, but it is a time of being joyful, being cheerful, you know, and being a cheerful giver. If you see someone with a need and God inspires you, then you do it. Because, you know, he only ever uses our hands. And as we go to work for him, then he'll certainly go to work for us. So bless your hearts. I love you. Have a wonderful, safe week. Whether you're at work, whether you're resting, whether you're having time with family. But just have a wonderful week. So I love you and God bless.